Rope. I can't picture you opening the door of a hardware store, comparison shopping rope gauge, fingering the textures, picking the blend that felt best rolled in your fist. Sometimes I think of you using a phone cord for convenience, making your plan while twisting its plastic coils around one long finger. Friends attach origami swans to ceilings with thin twine, a short jog from the undergrad library. Mom's hand absentmindedly traced the spine of her book as the ambulance rolled past her window, no siren to catch her eye. She lowered her head back to the page. 5 weeks later, Dad used his belt for a tourniquet, unable to seal the hole left by the garden shears, trying to descend the ladder with one hand. You're there when he aches to tie his shoe, when doctors explain the robust progress of all his wounds. 2 years later, 2 years in which I've pressed my face into a pillowcase every night, I'm told you used a bedsheet, spun, and knotted.